when I last spoke to you after the Grand Slam, you said you weren't going to be taking your foot off the gas in terms of preparations. Is that how it's turned out? Have you been spending plenty of time at the board?
I sure have. It's my job at the end of the day, and that's what I do. So, yeah, I've been practicing just by myself, to be honest, this last week. We've been still busy at home with bits and bobs within the new house. Had new appliances brought in and stuff, so I've had to be home most of the week. So my dark room's fully completed, fully set up, and I'm really comfortable in there. So I've been putting a lot of time in over the last couple of nights. I've had, you know, a couple of hours from sort of 11 o'clock till 1 in the morning just to give me a bit of, just to sort of break through the tiredness a bit because of the hectic, because it's an hectic time of the year, and it's pretty full on. You do sort of find that tiredness creeps in, you know, at all times during tournament play. So it's important that to sort of get yourself prepared if you do sort of feel a bit lethargic or whatever. So the last couple of nights I've been really putting in some time, and I've been finding that I've sort of got some extra energy from somewhere. I don't know where. I think that's probably just through the practice, through the tiredness, you know. So yeah, it's you know, everything seems to be going in the right place. Everything's all in order. I'm certainly looking forward to this weekend. I know it's the last one of the year, the last Pro Tour event. You know, these two events are the last ones of the year. So I think it'll be very interesting, because this is generally when you see a bit of squeaky bum time from players chasing for the Worlds. And, you know, it's sort of like the last one that really counts towards that, and also the Player Championship final. So the players around between 30 and 35 are certainly pushing to try and get into Minehead. Fortunately enough, I'm already in there. So, but I don't mean to say I'll be taking it easy. You know, I'll be fully concentrating and looking on having two great days as I do all year. You know, it's a case of just because it's the last one, it don't mean to say you can sort of just chill a bit. You have to still give it 110% if you want to succeed. So that's what my intention is.
Is it nice to be, well, not nice perhaps, but does it help going into the weekend knowing that there are no worries about qualification for the two majors that are left, that you are comfortably there and you can really focus on good, positive, strong results to end the floor tournament on a high?
Yeah, I think it does help. It certainly does. It's not like I say, it's not like I'll be taking it lightly, because I've already qualified for the Worlds and for the Player Championship finals. It's about the match practice now and preparation for the big tournaments. They're the two key ones now. So these two are probably looked at by most as like a warm up event, if you like. But I'll be looking at it as though it means everything, you know, because there's still lots of order of merit prize money to play for and things. So, you know, I think there's between myself and I think Justin or Kim, it might be in 15th. There's about 20,000 quid. So, you know, between four spaces that high up, it's not that much really. If I could replicate last May's double header, that shoot me into the top 16 pretty much straight away. So it's, you know, it's very important that I can do as best as I can and try and win both. You know, there's no reason why I can't. You know, my form's pretty decent. There's not a lot wrong. It's just about sharpening up, and you only get that with much practice and plenty of practice. Well, I've put the practice in, and now it's time to have a right good go and prepare for them two majors as well.